Hey, welcome back to the Daily BM. I'm Mike, and on this episode of Friday Flicks, we talk about actors who just took the paycheck to make some money. Hope you enjoy this episode. Remember to like and subscribe, and here we go. Hey, good morning, fuckers! Saturday, bitches! Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's working for the weekend. Friday, gotta get down on Friday. I suck, and nobody knows who I am.
Although, I think she's hot now. You know what I'm saying, Mikey? What's going on, brother?
I don't even know who you're doing, but yeah.
That's that chick that sang that stupid Friday song, which she got made fun of as a teenager. Her parents got paid. Like, her family's obviously fucking rich, but they paid for her music video. If you've never seen the Friday video, you got to look it on YouTube, man. It's so old. Damn. I can't believe you don't know it. But anyway, so she made this video, and then Katy Perry actually had her in one of her videos. She redid a song.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah, because she felt bad for her. So she says.
I would like to apologize for everybody yelling in Brad's ear if they're coming over their 4th of July libations.
Too bad. Stop being a bunch of pussies. You know, hey, party like a party like a rock star. Fuck them if they're too much of a pussy to handle the.
I'm so hungover.
Fucking pussies.
Yeah, ears hurting.
Oh, wham.
And hopefully, you know, your company's not complete assholes and giving you like we are as bosses and giving you Friday off so you can enjoy the 4-day weekend after the 4th.
Hey, I'm just gonna say this.
We did. I'm just
gonna say this. You ready? Here we are.
Yeah.
And this goes out to the ones that are at work right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. So hear me out, guys. Okay.
I hope you're enjoying sitting at your desk. You suck.
Oh, here. Hold on. Let me open this for you. This.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the 5th. Let me tell you that.
See, I don't even know if Brad realized, but like when he took off today and yesterday, the 4th and the 5th, they were already holidays. So he didn't actually have to take them off because we're already closed.
Boo, Wendy Tessenberger, boo.
So that's why I took Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, because I was like, it's only 3 days. I mean, we don't actually get paid vacation.
Cool. I'll be back on. I'll get back on Wednesday. Don't worry.
No, not the following week.
Oh, I just said, I know, but I, no, but it's, you yeah, can't. It's not, I, you're not my fucking boss. Oh,
we got too much fucking work to do when you get back within that Monday. We got tons of work to do.
You got this, man. I have total total faith in you.
Speaking of sucking, that brings us to the Friday Flicks. Let's
talk about shitty movies.
Movies where actors just showed up for the motherfucking paycheck, and you can tell in their acting because they're normally great actors.
All right, well, lead this shit off. Let's name the first movie.
I submit Matt Damon in The Great Wall.
Oh, God. Okay, hold on. Before you talk about how shitty this movie is, because you saw it, right?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was going to be so shitty by watching the preview and seeing his facial expressions that I decided I wasn't going to watch it.
See, the thing is it's Matt Damon. So I had to watch it, like, because I like Matt Damon in almost everything that he does.
Me too, man. Everything.
You know what I mean? Even when when he did, you know, like the Bourne movies, I thought he was really good and really believable. Like, I liked all the movies, like, you know, Good Will Hunting, The Martian was a great movie. When he played his character on Interstellar, like, it was great.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's a good actor. So when I saw it, I was like, okay, the premise is kind of stupid. The CGI looks kind of bad, but it's Matt fucking Damon. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's Matt Damon. Like, he's going to pull it out. He's going to make this giant turd of a movie worth watching. And then he's literally on there, like, just barely reading his lines. He's just like, oh, fuck. Fuck's sake, God dang it.
Or he's kind of like, why the fuck did I do this here? Just cut me a check. Let me get out of here.
Yeah. He's just like, you know, and it's insane. But what's more insane is that people were actually asking if this was like based on a true story.
Why? See, people are pathetic, man. Why are they so pathetic? I swear.
It is funny because it was $150 million budget, but the box office still made like close to $340 million. So it actually did well. But I just remember his acting bad.
Duncan.
So bad. You know, the only one that was a little bit worse than that in there was like William Dafoe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if...
Who's usually really good.
Yeah. And I don't know if Pedro Pascal actually came into his own yet. And, you know, it had so much promise because it had so many good actors. And it was just I felt like it was just a shit movie, you know?
Yeah, it was a shit show.
I was like, come on, man. Like, they were just, it looks like all three of those guys just showed up for the paycheck. They're just like, man, fuck it. You know, I got nothing else going on. I can use a new like house, you know, let me just
get
a paycheck, yeah. You know?
So true. She's a new house, man.
I got a baby mama nagging me. She needs a new Hyundai. So let me get this fucking video. Let me get this movie out of the way.
You know? Yeah, I can't believe I bring that stripper and got her pregnant. So I got to pay for this shit.
I almost wonder if it's like they lost a bet. You know, it's almost like, oh, fuck, you know, damn it, son of a bitch. I get any movie for real? Like,
yeah.
He's like, you owe me, dog. You owe me. Like, I'm calling in my chip. And you're like, they're like, oh, man, for real? On this? Come on. And they're like, yep, this is it. This is the one.
You know, and we won't go into this movie, but it's kind of like Matt Damon and fucking Tom Hanks are in a room having a cigar, having a whiskey, and you're just like this. He's like, so, man, what movies you got coming up? Well, you know, I'm going to be cast in a few years. This is Matt Damon talking. I'm going to be cast in a few years in this movie called, you know, The Great Wall. And Tom's like, yeah, we should place a bet. Who can act the shittiest in two movies we don't give a shit about and get paid a lot? And then fucking Matt Damon goes, all right, deal. So Tom's like, I'll go first. And so he comes out with Cloud Atlas. Fucking horrible, dude. That guy just collected a check. I don't even want to get into the movie. Don't watch it. It sucks. And I love Tom Hanks and just about everything he's in. But the reality is Matt Damon's like, well, fuck. You know what I mean? That he did Great Wall. And he's like, huh? It is close. Close.
Yeah.
But no, I think Tom Hanks wins that one in that scenario.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd like to dominate.
That's another one that has, you know, a really good cast. You know, it's got Hugo Weaving in it. It's got Halle Berry. I mean, it's got so many good actors, and it just fell apart.
Well,
you know, I don't even know why. Like, I don't even know why it fell apart, because it's actually based on a book, and the book is good. It was a Wachowski brothers movie, so they did The Matrix, which was really fucking
good. It was really fucking good.
I think it was the Wachowski brothers, was it not?
And let's face it, Halle Berry's been in some good movies. She was in, you know, Swordfish, which I absolutely love, with John Travolta.
Yeah.
But let's face it, you got to see Halle Berry's titties for the first time on film, and it was really nice to see her neck kind of half naked. Yeah, Halle Berry, man, she's just so fucking hot. She's so hot.
I just learned something new.
What? That you're gay?
Total fucking side note.
Oh,
did you know that the Wachowski brothers went trans and now they're both trans women and it's Lily and Lana instead of Larry and Andy?
Wait, we'll save that for a whole other show. Are you kidding me?
That just blew my mind, because in my mind, you know, my...
Well, that would be like you and I. Hey, that'd be like you and I.
In 2012, when it came out, I remembered it being a Wachowski brothers movie, and then I just looked it up, and I was like, Wachowski brothers, and then it wasn't brothers, it was Wachowski sisters. And
I'm
like, I don't remember Wachowski sisters ever being part of it.
You know, like, it'd be like us renaming the show, and you'd be calling yourself Michelle, and I'd be Brandy. Welcome to the Daily BM with Brandy and Michelle. Woohoo!
Oh, no, I'm going, if I'm going trans, I'm going fucking Mercedes. I'm going full stripper.
You would go, full stripper mode?
Full stripper mode, baby.
Well, Brandy's kind of a close enough stripper mode.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a stripper name than Michelle. I mean, Jesus, I'm going Mercedes.
I do quite a few Brandys in my day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Or Midnight.
Ooh, can you imagine if you were called Midnight?
And it would be... it'd be MIDKNIGHT.
Like a night, midnight. Well, speaking of Halle Berry, dude, you know, speaking of actresses that took a fucking paycheck and actors,
damn,
she took one in fucking Catwoman, dude. That movie was fucking trash, dude. That was the most boring fucking action. I thought The Flash was better than that. And that's going out on a limb. You know what I'm saying? Because it really, I mean, The Flash wasn't
pretty
horrible.
Bad too, but it wasn't really horrible. Feel like, but I really feel like that. What's that guy's name? Like Ezra something or other? Like, I feel like he put his whole heart and soul into it. Like, yeah. I just feel like it was just trash to go. It was just like, eh. Like,
but
he overacted. He was like, I'm going to put everything in here. I'm just a shitty actor.
Dude, I mean, she had, don't get me wrong. I mean, Halle Berry had big shoes to fill with Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. Because when Michelle Pfeiffer in the 80s did Catwoman, and then she does that little flip up to the Batman, she goes, meow. I mean, and then that skin tight leather suit she was in, holy shit. Because Michelle Pfeiffer in the 80s was fucking hot, dude.
I think Halle Berry could have pulled it off. I think that was more bad script, and she probably just didn't feel the character.
Dude, you saw her, in her fucking costume, dude. She was hot as shit.
That's what I'm saying. I think that it could have been better. I just think that it was bad script, bad shooting, and she just didn't love the character, probably. I mean, if I had to guess. I mean, because Halle Berry has some amazing acting chops. Like, she does she's a very good actor.
Actress. I know, that's what I meant.
You know, I don't know what the PC term is these days, but like, she, there must have been something going on there where she was just like,
just give me a check. I'll just walk
around
in
this
movie
that I thought. Go ahead.
I was gonna say she's like, listen, just cut me a check. I'll walk around in this hot Catwoman outfit, man, and call it a day. You know what I mean? That's pretty. Yeah. I mean, probably so many guys rubbed it out to her in that outfit. You know, that's probably what the movie was all about for some most dudes. But anyway,
another movie that I felt was just for the paycheck was Mila Kunis and Channing Tatum in Jupiter Ascends.
Oh, that was a horrible movie. Yeah, but I mean, and that's another one who they're good actors, you know what I mean, and actresses, and it just sucked.
Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah, you know what, though? They had no chemistry. That was another thing, too.
Yeah. Had no chemistry, and then him being like part meow cat and him being like, it was kind of fucking weird, you know. It's like,
but, see, I don't think Channing is a good actor at all. Like, for instance, when he was in Kingsman,
he was a good actor. Yeah,
when he was in Kingsman, the second one, I think he ruined it trying to play a cowboy. Yeah. I can't take him serious trying to play a cowboy. Not what he's was in. You know what role he suited for? Magic Mike. That was it. Yep. That was it. Or was suited for. But here's another thing, too. You know, there was another one that went around, and I honestly liked the movie, and I thought he did a bang-out job. So I'm going to go against the grain on this one. And a lot of people said Robert De Niro in Dirty Grandpa. But with what's his name? Zach, whatever his name is.
Galifianakis?
No. It was the young guy. The ripped body. He played in Baywatch. Oh, my God. It starts with a Z. Son of a bitch.
Zac Efron.
Yeah, Zac Efron. So I actually thought he was funny as shit in that.
I've never seen that movie for a comedy
role. I thought he was hilarious, and I thought the whole movie was pretty damn funny. So I went onto the internet while you were talking and just said, hey, you know, show me some roles, you know, of people that played. And that was one movie that came up that said it was shit. Like a high paying actor played a shitty job, and I thought he did fantastic in it.
It was reviewed by critics, several of which had called it the worst film they've ever seen.
I don't think so. I really don't. I thought he did a great job at it. I just thought, but I also liked the one girl that plays the co-star in it. I can't remember her name, but she's got like a kind of a weird hotness to her. But she was kind of hot in that. The two chicks that were in that movie were kind of hot. Yeah, were hot. But I can't remember her name, but I thought it was good.
The budget was $11 million, and it made $105 million. So, I mean,
It was still profitable.
In the box office.
Yeah, it was profitable. Now, I will tell you,
you're talking about was Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, yeah. There's something about her, dude, does it for me. I don't know what it is. But
she's got a uniqueness to her.
Yeah, she's got a weird uniqueness to her. She's a mysterious look. I bet she'll fuck your brains out. But anyway, that being said, probs. But I'll say this, speaking of somebody who's super hot, that is a talented actress in most movies that I've seen her in, but she went nerd, but she was also a little younger. But I honestly think she ruined the prequels of the Star Wars franchise, and that was Natalie Portman. Somebody that got a nice paycheck playing in those roles, and she was a horrible Queen Amidala.
I'll tell you what the problem is there. The problem is they just – so here's the thing. With those kind of movies, I think that was bad casting because the two of them do not have chemistry.
None.
On screen.
I did not believe she thought he was hot and vice
they
versa.
They could have fixed it very easily. All they would have had to do is build a scene in with a Jedi talking to Anakin about being able to manipulate other people's thoughts and actions with the Force. Like an explicit scene, like, you know, like with Palpatine or somebody of like one of the Sith Lords, where he can say, if you want someone as a Jedi, you can have them. And then you could literally see him imprinting his desires onto her through the Force. And that would have made a much more compelling story because she wouldn't have chosen him. Because if you think about it, it's really weird because in the first one, he's like a little kid, like a 8-year-old.
Then all of a sudden he's grown up and she hasn't changed.
She's a full fucking adult, like probably in her 20s. You know, like she's not a little kid. Like she looks like she's in her worst case scenario or best case scenario, she's like 18. So there's like a 10-year gap. And then he is in Jedi training, which means he would probably be 18. And now she's like 30, which is still fucking creepy if you think about it. But if he's using his Jedi mind powers for the dark side and he makes her love him. Like they could have done scenes where he's like, you know, you're very important to me. And she's like, you're very important to me. You know, where they make him do the repeating, like Obi-Wan.
Like Obi-Wan, he did the stormtroopers.
Yeah, stormtroopers.
You don't need to see his identification.
Ooh. Wouldn't that have been so much of a better story? Because
it would have been.
And then it would have made so much more sense when she finally breaks away. Because if you think about it, this is where the coolness could have come in. She's pregnant with two children who now have the Force, which could give her a resistance to his mind games. So now that's why she breaks, and she's in turmoil, and that's why she dies, because she's having his offspring and she didn't really want, because that's the other part I had too. It's like, what mother wouldn't want to try to live?
Hello? Yes, Disney? Hi. Yeah. You want to speak to Michael Preston? Yes, he's going to be writing the scripts for the new. Yes, he's that's a yes. He'll take the check and he'll make a shitty movie just like the rest of them. Goodbye.
Yes. Main actor.
Hey,
just
honestly,
has to be
that would have been a much better
transgender Wookiee that just wants to be a robot. A transgender
who identifies as a robot. PP3O. Hey, with that, let's get the fuck out of here. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in today and listening to us talk about great actors who played in shitty roles, shitty movies, and just took a check and went home. And just like that, we're going to take a check and go home too. So don't forget, head over to dailybm.com where you can follow us on all of our socials. Rumble, YouTube, subscribe over there, please. Help us out. Help a brother out. And then also, don't forget to head over to masondangerbeardco.com where you get 20% off on all items that are cool as shit and just by simply using the promo code DAILYBM. Mikey, got any last words about Flick Friday before we get out here and have some more beers to celebrate the weekend of the 4th of July?
Yeah, everybody just be safe and hopefully you're enjoying your 4th. Hopefully you didn't blow your hands off. And if you did, there's good prosthetics out there. Can learn to masturbate with your feet, whatever it takes.
And with that, we'll see you guys on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Deuces.